Judges are elected in Pennsylvania, but judicial reform advocates in the state want to use merit selection to choose high-ranking judges. That means those judges would be appointed and confirmed rather than elected. And after decades of pushing for the change, reform advocates say they're making real progress. A merit selection bill is ready for action in the state house, but WHYY's Dave Davies says it may not get to a vote because lawmakers are preoccupied with resolving a state budget.
Merit selection would be a really big deal if it were to happen. But the bill already voted out of committee in the Pennsylvania House has pretty much flown under the radar, as most of the Capitol is focused on the wrangling between Governor Tom Wolf and Republican legislative leaders over taxes and education funding. The lead sponsor of the merit selection bill is Brian Cutler of Lancaster County, a member of the House Republican leadership. He's been working his colleagues.
It's a lot of one-on-one appointments, going to sit down, talk to folks, explain the idea to them.
The idea is that judges to statewide appellate courts, that Superior Commonwealth and the Supreme Court, would no longer be elected. The governor would appoint them from a list recommended by a panel of lawyers and non-lawyers. The appointees would be subject to confirmation by the state Senate, and after 4 years on the bench, they would have to face voters in a retention election. Lynn Marks has spent most of her career fighting for merit selection and other judicial reforms.
This constitutional amendment would get our statewide judges out of the campaign and out of the fundraising business.
Marks and others have long argued it's unseemly for judges to have to raise money from lawyers and other interests who will eventually appear before them in court. But appointing judges has determined critics, too. They object to calling it merit selection.
It's really political selection.
That's Tom Previck, public affairs director of the Pennsylvania Association for Justice, formerly known as the Trial Lawyers Association.
So we're going to take the right of voting from millions of voters in Pennsylvania, and we're going to put it in the hands of a handful of politicians in Harrisburg.
The Harrisburg politicians Previck refers to are the governor and state legislative leaders, which would appoint the panel that reviews and recommends candidates for judicial posts. Critics of the current system of electing judges say those millions of voters mostly have no idea who they're voting for, and in the end, a handful of political leaders end up picking who gets nominated to be put on the ballot anyway. But opposition from the trial lawyers, as well as labor unions and anti-abortion rights groups, have defeated past merit selection efforts. The idea got more traction in this legislative session. One reason, says the Democratic co-sponsor, Montgomery County State Representative Madeline Dean, is the spending on three Pennsylvania State Supreme Court seats last year.
It was $16 million spent in those judicial elections.
That set a national spending record for judicial elections. Another factor, Dean says, is the departure of three Supreme Court justices in the last 2 years following allegations of improper and, in one case, criminal conduct. Dean says when you elect judges, in effect, anything can happen.
In the end, what happens is special interests rule the day. Sometimes ballot position, random things as ballot position will rule the day, instead of actually the qualifications of the person to be a fair and impartial jurist.
Sponsors say they're confident they have the votes for passage in the state house and are hopeful it would clear the Senate. But to meet deadlines associated with the constitutional amendment, which this measure is, it would need to pass before the legislature adjourns for the summer. The bill would then have to pass the legislature again in the next session and prevail in a voter referendum to secure the constitutional change. Legislative leaders are now preoccupied with the budget, and as the days and hours pass, it appears less and less likely they'll get to merit selection in this session. But there's still some hope, and there's always next year. Dave Davies, WHYY News.